Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. Trey, we are so fortunate to have on a variety of guests way smarter than we are to share their business, life, expertise, all the things. I get excited for some guests. I get fired up. You try to play it cool. Second time joining us, he was our 100th episode guest. I'd like to consider you a friend at this point. If we're not there, we're getting there. Patrick Young, I don't have to go into the details, the sporting history. Pat, anyone who does not know you is living under a rock. Welcome back to What the Hell Just Happened. Let's party.
I'm very happy to be back. Man, let's get it going. So much to talk about.
I don't even know. You've been on fire lately, right?
I've been blessed, man. Just being in rooms with a lot of people that have taught me and just really impacted my heart. And, you know, you need that affirmation to get that fire going sometimes.
I would say you're on fire. So you sent me a link. You recently spoke at a church. It was in Alabama.
Yeah, that was cool. Cornerstone Church in Anniston, Alabama. That was awesome.
And I watched it live. You have a gift. I'm going to really compliment you for a while. I'm sorry now. If he's like, this is awkward, you're just complimenting me. You had that. We talked about training camp.
Yep.
How was that? You said it was epic.
Oh, man. Yeah, John. John Gordon had training camp, and I really hope that he does it again every year. It's really interesting. The first time I was introduced to this book, Training Camp, my mom got it for me when I was in high school, and I didn't read it.
It just sat on the...
I didn't read it, and it had like a list of things that he has in the book, like the best do this, the best do that. And I'm like, are you sure you put that in my room? And Coach Donovan, he has a friendship with John Gordon, and he sent us some books that we read that of Training Camp, and it really impacted my life at that time. And I formed a relationship with John Gordon as well. And we've been friends. And I mean, dude, the people that were in that room that he brought to the camp, you got Ben Newman, Jordan Montgomery was the MC, Dabo Sweeney opens it up, Mac Brown, Buzz Williams is there, Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell, Eddie George, Jim Rome, who else? Corey Close, the head coach for UCLA Women's. That was pretty awesome seeing her as well and her perspective. And I just felt so blessed that every single one of those people that were on stage, they pointed to how their faith in Jesus has helped them to get to where they are.
Let's go right to faith, right? I like to talk about it. Some people are uncomfortable. Did you grow up in a family that was faith-based? Like, was that your upbringing or is that a recent journey?
Yeah, we grew up in a faith-based and, you know, my experience, we went from one church to another, just three jumps or two jumps. And I just remember the first church that we were at when I was really young, you know, a lot more emotion, a lot more interaction, kind of Baptist, kind of like talking back to the preacher and whatnot, but not exactly that. Then the next church that we end up going to, I mean, take all emotion. I would say, and I'm not going to name them or what, you know, the people that are listening going to know,
it's like, do it.
This sect of Christianity is the most Catholic like sect in or denomination of the Christian faith that I had ever been a part of.
Really?
In terms of outside of the repetition.
Yeah.
Outside of the repetition, it's very stoic, very emotionless, very like no instruments, no clapping, no raising of hands. Yeah. I mean, and then I'm so fortunate and glad that I was able to meet some people that did things a little bit differently than I did in terms of how they worshiped, how they saw God. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just think it makes sense. You know, just think about it. If you got married and you told your wife, I love you only on the day that you got married and there was no emotion after that, how long and how well do you think that marriage would go?
Not healthy.
Or if you're like, like, hello, wife, I love you. Oh, man. Obviously, a lot of kids wouldn't be getting married this way, right?
Yeah. Hello, son. Well done. So the speaking. Go ahead, Trey. Sorry. Give me a wave if you.
I saw that you got to do. You did a podcast with Joby Martin.
Yeah.
Oh,
recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool.
Go, man.
Yeah, man.
I was jealous,
dude. This was so crazy. So on my trip to Anniston, We're running a little. I'm a bad traveler. I'm one of those guys. I don't miss, but I'm never there. Like, there's always a little bit of tightening, if I should say,
fair enough,
to
fair
get
enough.
There. To yeah. get
the
there.
Windows closed. The windows
is always
barely
closed.
Open.
So, they're already boarding the plane. I get there a little bit late. And I'm like, it doesn't matter because I can get on first or I can get on last. It really doesn't make a difference. And I hear someone say, Patrick Young. And I'm like stuck in a weird position. I say, I hear my name. I can't see who it is. And it's Pastor Joby. And my man be looking good. He's got his hat with his beard. Yeah. Just like, looking good. And, it was crazy. It worked out that I sat with him on our flight up to Atlanta and we got a chance to connect and talk. And, just one of those people that, they don't have to say much. You don't have to be around them long. You just feel like, dang, man, I just want to be better.
Yeah. Yeah. We all need more. Everyone needs more Joby in their life, I think. That was cool. I saw that picture, too. This is a random story.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, and he hooked it up that me and him and Denny Thompson could get together. And, man, that podcast, Built for More, has been awesome. Just learning how
so
these
good.
Athletes are... gosh, I mean, he's had so many I didn't know Anthony Richardson's voice was so deep.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Hey, he's real deep.
Lee, man. Crazy deep voice. And,
boss, man.
It's just really cool seeing how these guys are, and I can't wait for them to have their first, woman guest. I don't know who that's going to be, man.
Yeah.
We need to nudge them to make that happen.
Let's stay on the faith conversation. When you were playing, like, what percentage of athletes are, do you think, like, genuine believers versus not? I think it's growing.
I think it's growing. Yeah. Like, you can't deny, like, it's one of the craziest or coolest things I should say I've seen. Ohio State this year, football. I mean,
Never heard of them.
I mean, they're wearing shirts going through their walk. Jesus won. And they're part of, I'm not sure if they're a part of Athletes in Action or Fellowships of Christian Athletes, but they were standing at a fountain, star players too. Not like this matters, but you know, just to break things down. Cause as human beings, we levels matter way more to us than they matter to God. But anyways, these star players are spreading the gospel and they're baptizing people on the campus at Ohio State.
That's a win.
Dude. I would have never imagined seeing that.
Do you remember
at Florida when I was there? I couldn't have imagined.
Well, I do want to go back to Florida in a second. Do you remember DeMar Hamlin when he had a cardiac
arrest?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That was a moment to me. Like they pan out cameras, but you have two teams, full NFL franchises, just kneeling and praying.
I know.
And
yeah.
I think that moment, and it was on TV. No one changed camera angles. I just remember that moment so specifically. Like they're look at this. This is a special moment.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, we'll go back to UF. I kind of want to talk about dogs too. Like, no dogs? Are you shaking your head at me? Joey's over here shaking his head. Who was like besides you? Who was a dog? Like you play with them like this man is a dog.
I'm talking about
bulldogs. No,
yeah, that's what I thought.
No,
that's
there was no bulldog talk here.
What do you mean by a dog?
Like just grinded, gritty, 100% effort all the time.
Either played with him or against him.
Jacob, I would say Jacob Kurtz, walk on. One of my closest friends from my time in Florida. He was the most humble dog.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like, he made us better as a team because there were so many times human nature would kick in. You know, we got practice and we got the starters versus the second team. And we just need to get two stops or two scores or whatever. Or three. We need to get three in a row. And we get two. He comes in and gets offensive rebound. Like dives on the floor and does it, takes a charge. And you're like, it's almost like he was dismantling our comfort. That's what he was doing.
How applicable is that in life?
He was dismantling, but it was in the way to make it made us better. It was so easy for us to be like, "All right, like we know what we need to do, but you still got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to execute it, you know." And to respect basketball, to respect the game, part of that is giving it your 100% attention in the present moment, and not making each experience. Oh, we've already done that.
Yeah. We've done that enough times.
We've done that enough time. Mm-mm.
Sounds like life. Go ahead, Trey.
Oh, no. Just talking about being present in the moment, we got NBA playoffs going right now, which honestly, I'm not the
OKC, baby.
That's what you're going for?
Well, Mark Degnault, the head coach, he was a graduate assistant when I was at Florida.
Oh, shout out, dude.
Ain't that crazy?
Good for him, man.
He's close to Billy Donovan.
Yeah, he's close to the coach. Isn't that crazy, guys? Like,
he was there at OKC when Billy was there?
He was there. He was an assistant, and then he was the G League head coach. And after Coach Donovan, I think, finished up his fifth or sixth year at OKC and took the job at with the Bulls, that's when they took him. As the head coach, and he's just won Coach of the Year last year, and I know this episode's going to come out a little bit later, but hey, them boys are up right now.
I was going to say, by the time this airs,
boys are up.
Yep. And they're young, correct?
Yes.
What do you think separates them? Just a young bunch, why are they able to get it done?
I think the first thing, they have a fantastic owner and general manager. Mm. So a lot of people forget that Paul George was at OKC for a short stint.
Yep.
So when the Thunder traded with the Clippers for Paul George, the Thunder got 5 first round draft picks.
Damn.
And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's not the MVP. He's not the MVP. There's no way.
You don't think he'll be MVP?
Who's the MVP? This is good.
So Giannis, Stud, which is great.
Yeah.
He's averaging 31 points, 11 rebounds for the season. Oh man, those are some pretty awesome stats.
Not bad.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the league in point scoring, 32 points, 32.7. I watched it this morning, so these stats are 32. That's it. You know, just his most. He led the league in scoring. Jokic, 29 points a game.
Joker.
12 rebounds, 10 assists for the season.
That's what he averaged for the season.
For the season.
That's insane.
He averaged a triple-double?
Yes.
Wow.
What about...
I didn't realize that.
Bro.
How about Brunson?
You can't not make him the MVP. It's a triple-double.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's crazy.
I'm glad... Great segment. You're asking about Jalen Brunson, actually. You'll pick up where I'm taking this. So, Jalen Brunson, he was part of that Villanova team. He stayed all four years. He two championships, great group of guys that on those teams that made it to the NBA. There's Dante DiVincenzo, Mikal Bridges, and Josh Hart. Crazy. Three of those guys. They were all on the same team at one point.
Which is nuts.
So the NBA model for a while was like, this guy's been in the league or been in college too long. Like, is he really going to be able to help us? It's not even the dynamic of, can this guy help us now? And is he really a winner? Like, Jalen Brunson was a dog in college.
Talk about dogs. Yeah, he was a dog.
And then he does get his shot, and he has to build himself up because he's not an automatic starter. He's got Luka that's in front of him. Mm-hmm. Dominates. And they say, hey, we don't think he's going to be the guy. Goes on to New York. He does what he's doing right now and gets paid. Like, you don't hear a lot of stories of guys like that. Like, he had to earn it every step of the way. And you can't not cheer for the guy. You might hate the Knicks, but you can't not cheer for Jalen Brunson.
I that is so accurate. I am not a Knicks fan, but I love that dude. That's a good kind of transition to NIL stuff we talked about off the air. That Villanova team, that was pre-NIL time, right? Imagine if that team was existing now. Like, what are your, do you have opinions on it? What's good, what's bad? Or be like, I don't want to talk about it.
No. I wish I was tight with someone that was an attorney that's keeping their ear close to all the ground of all this decision stuff, because two things I think need to happen. And I agree with this wholeheartedly. One, there needs to be, like in the NBA, like in the MLB, like in the NFL, a certification process for you to be an agent. To be an agency to represent players. Like, I think it's better for the kids. It's better for the teams. It's just a structure. Because it's not saying that your mom or your cousin can't become your agent one day, but, like, there's a process to do it. Like, look at the whole Jade. If you're not aware, the whole Jaden Rashada situation.
That's a bad one.
What a disaster.
That's a bad
disaster,
one.
Man.
Does
anybody want him?
No.
Absolutely. I doubt it.
And then the second thing to help with the chaos, we either go back to, you got to sit out a year into transfer,
yeah,
or wherever you go, you got to stay there at least 2 years. Stay there at least two years. That way it gives coaches a little bit of stability. They don't have to worry about, because the problem is they have to worry so much about recruiting their players that they already got to stay so much now. Yep. And if I already got you locked into a, you know, 2 year contract, you know, I can spend my energy elsewhere working on, I don't know, basketball skills.
Oh, that kind of matters. See, so, you know, you do stuff with JU, right? Obviously, you know, you're announcing on SEC Network. Do you announce JU games? What's the title?
Yeah. No, it was cool. I did JU games this year and made some really good friends. Matt Chandler was a guy I really, Matt Harris, a buddy of mine that I got to do a lot of games with. Scott Bacon. Yeah, JU, they just need, you hate to say it, you know, after being at training camp and all these great policies and standards and all this stuff that the coaches are saying, Mac Brown's like, sometimes you just need better players.
Okay. this is a point.
Sometimes you just need better players. I don't tell you.
So UNF, Coach Driscoll is openly talking about this.
They'll lost a guy.
They'll start somewhere to get talent. And then they transfer because there's more money. So like, do alumni from JU or UNF try to create a collective? I don't know.
They can do, man. Well, look, Stetson, last year or two seasons ago, they made the tournament. They lost 80% of their scoring and they were one of the last teams in the ASUN this year because like,
what do you do?
Would any of us sell our kids to not take an opportunity to make a bunch of money and like, a better opportunity? None of us would say like, no, you shouldn't go take that better opportunity at that bigger school. But like, what the trail that it's blazed or like you're burning, it sounds like burning the ship.
You burn the boats.
Yeah. And I just think about real life and how real life actually is.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just run away from your problems and switch. You can try.
Were you the same from 18 to 22? Were you the same person then you are now? I mean,
not even close.
It's hard to even imagine being the same person, right? Trying to like even trying to take on the other perspective you've had in the past. It's hard to like we've experienced a lot of things. We've read some books. We've met people, gone through some training camps. We experienced being, you know, going through some heartache through all the time. And is giving, you know, what would you say a perspective you didn't have 10 years ago that you have now?
I think kids change stuff for me. Like now I would do everything, anything and everything. I would never say no. Now it's like, that could physically hurt me if I jump off that bridge into the intercoastal, right? Maybe I shouldn't try this backflip on a wakeboard. Like, so there's a safety component, but also like we talk about money financially.
Yeah.
You know, you do dumb stuff with money that now I'm like, I got to pay for a wedding eventually, my daughter, kids, cars, college tuition.
Yeah.
And I'm still working on it, but I mean, there's a long list of things that I would.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, how did you learn that process of, cause would you say you've already had the art of saying no or even like, cause I hate it, man. Like the opportunities come and I want to do them, but like if it doesn't make sense, I'm like, I can't. You know, I'm not getting on a plane to do it. Like, there's probably people. There's plenty of people that can step in and impact. You know, you want it to make sense for your life because, yeah, like I'm sure you burnt the candle at both ends a few times before you figured out, like, all right, I got to change some things.
Just last week. No, okay, but you like saying no is a superpower, which I don't have that superpower that well, but like you, how often are you saying no to things? I can't even fathom how often you're asked to speak at a church, an event, all this.
It's a little bit better. And I think, you know, I had to live with my parents these last few after my accident. And it's a temporary situation, but you know, when you being an independent adult and going back to a situation where life is better when everyone is on the same page.
Mm.
Doesn't that sound so simple? But like, how hard is it on an actual basis to like we are selfish human beings. But you guys got kids, like you see them, you got to teach them to share. We got to teach them to say thank you. We got to teach them to be nice. Like you know, obviously there's traits that they do have that, you know, you don't have to teach them, but there's, you know, I'm fostering a dog right now.
I was going to say, talk about dogs. Let's talk about dogs.
The dog just has, it has no training. It has no guidance. Before, and it just sucked. It's a very sweet, nice dog, but without knowing what it should and shouldn't do. I mean, the dog's just jumping everywhere, and we were putting him in a crate as soon as we can.
Yeah. you said something too. I love, there's so many lines, right? But they're all from books. Obviously nothing's original, but simple and easy are not the same thing, right?
Right.
The concept of what you're saying is very simple, but to apply that for whatever reason as humans, it's just not easy.
I think what helps me is I'll ask myself, what's the right thing to do? You know, what's the right thing? Because, yeah, it might be a simple phrase or a simple whatever, but as you said, it takes an action. And if that thing is the right thing to do, like, nothing gets in my mind of saying, nah, you don't need to do that. I'm like, that's the right thing I need to do. All right. But, like, if you don't have that self-awareness at times, your conscience will try everything to convince you, like, nah, you can get away with that. Or like, it's not that big of a deal. No, you shouldn't call them and apologize. Like, and then before you know it, like, it starts building up votes in your life and your character being the wrong person, the person you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Right. And because I think every little time we take, we move that needle a little bit forward in doing the right thing, we stack up wins, we stack up like character, reputation, being the people, being respected by the people that love us the most and know us the most. That was how John Gordon described success.
Before the commercial break, because I like second half, we'll definitely talk some healthcare. We can maybe talk trash, maybe not. Got to talk about this upcoming event. It's what, a 3-year anniversary of the accident this June. We're gonna hit that pretty hard. Again, I'm thrilled what you got going on. How can we help? How can we support? Any shout outs before commercial break? My man Storm.
Shout out to my boy Storm.
Yep.
Shout out to my board. Shout out for the foundation. Pat Sickens and Alexis Lace. Gosh. Shout out to them Gator Boys saying hi.
Oh man. I'm slowly turning into a Gator fan. If my dad heard me say that out loud, he would be mortified.
Was that recorded?
That was live. Hey, we're going to talk about that basketball.
They're winning, dude. Let's go.
It is fun. Again, as long as it's not Miami, I'm all about it.
Well, shoot, and they beat the heck out of the Gators last year, so you can kind of like, oh, wait, no, you probably don't want that.
No.
Sorry.
I want,
Other way, sorry.
It's all good.
That was so embarrassing.
No.
Anyways, that was so embarrassing.
If I embarrass myself on, I don't know, every hour and a half, Joey, what do you think?
Pretty much.
Patrick Young, that's what the hell just happened! Welcome back to the second half of What the Health Just Happened. If you're catching us here on the radio station, good news is you can catch the first half of the episode on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube under What the Health Just Happened. We have, I would say, a legend, and I'm going to call you my friend whether you think so or not. Like, we're buds now. Yeah. Patrick Young, again, author, works for the SEC now. Just, to me, incredible human being. You are a special human, whether you realize that or not. So we appreciate you. First half, a lot of sports chatter. Some Jesus and God chatter, which I like. It was a blast. You can catch it on the podcast. If you didn't hear it here on the radio, healthy or not healthy, reading books.
So one of the healthiest things you can do.
Healthy or not healthy, reading the Bible.
Number one. Yeah, number one. I can't even answer.
Healthy or not healthy, Miami Hurricane fans.
Oh, man. I mean, is there anything worse you can do to yourself?
Not healthy.
Breitmeyer, not healthy. I called his name out.
Joey's chiming to the big. Go ahead. Oh, you got one?
I got one.
Let's hear it.
So, we would all say that sports, healthy, right, for the most part?
I would say yes.
Groin ball, healthy or not healthy?
Growing ball?
Growing ball?
Groin.
Groin ball. Ball.
Groin ball.
Groin.
I'd say that's unhealthy.
I don't know what it is,
but I say unhealthy.
I'm saying healthy. Let's go. What is it?
So you have to, those that are watching that can actually, you have to search this, and I'm sure we'll be able to find this. So
I can't wait.
2 versus 2.
No.
That was game. If you and I were on teams, or we're against each other, we're on teams and you're on teams. You and I, we have to have our hands on our shoulders like this for until the round is over. These two have an unlimited amount of tennis balls that they're constantly
just throwing
to try to hit you in the groin. And obviously, a victory is if the other person just completely drops to the ground and they are unable to keep their...
I'm going healthy. This sounds hysterical. Like, it's not...
And you're not only pitchers. You got to switch when the round's over.
You can't throw the first one.
You got to be pitchers and catchers.
You could
possibly hit your own teammate.
It's
a real thing.
I am messed up in the head.
Groin ball.
I'm going healthy. Which is, again, shows you how messed up I am.
Dude, this is a real thing people sign up to do for fun.
Have you seen the slapping, healthy or not? Have you seen the slapping thing now? Or there's a new rugby one, these giant men.
Oh, yeah, and they run into
one
each other.
One on one. I mean, again, like if Trey and I did that.
I think we mentioned this in the first episode, our first one, that a traumatic event is classified as anything minimum 15 miles per hour and up.
The speed at which you collide.
Which you collide with a person or a thing.
Joey's chomping at the bit. I want to hear this.
Come on, Joey.
All right, healthy or not healthy, you kind of alluded to it. So back to your playing days, other teams' fan bases.
Ooh. In the moment. But you know... That's double edged.
Let's hear it.
My fan base was great. They were extremely healthy. You know, they did all the right things.
Yeah.
They did the research.
Yeah. Other teams' fan bases.
Yeah. They're the worst. If they did the same thing, they're all unhealthy. No, it was one time, we played against Missouri. And I think that was the only time I played there in my career. And, I don't remember all the things they said. But oh my goodness, they were right, because they're right behind the basket as you're warming up. And you know, one thing I love about Missouri fans, they hate Kansas so much. They have that Mr. Brightside song they sing.
Yes, great
like,
song.
The band stops playing the song and the fans, they just keep singing. Oh. They don't need the music because they want to get in a MKU.
Oh yeah.
Okay, you know, let people know how they feel about Kansas.
I got that. We're doing this. We're going to talk about fan bases because these are just fun questions. Go ahead, Trey.
All right. So this is a random one, but what is something that your own fan base does that kind of gets under your skin?
You know, that's a great question because people are so willing to point the finger and say them, they.
Yep.
Something that my fan base does sometimes. Well, we boo the heck out of our head coaches at times when I don't think that's loyalty. It's hard, man. It's hard to win. It's a small niche to become a successful head football coach. And I think the grace that we have they're ready to fire people like after a year or two.
Two max.
1 or 2 years. They're ready for you to get up out of there. Like,
is that all sports or just football? I feel like football
and basketball. It's going to be the ones that make the most money, but more so football.
One more healthy or not healthy. Sorry.
I love it. Well, healthy or not healthy all day.
Healthy or not healthy, will you be my bodyguard?
The song?
The song.
I don't know if that was around when he was playing.
Yeah, it was. The song, will you be my bodyguard?
That's not the name
of the song. If you be my bodyguard,
I will be your long lost. That's where I'll ever sing it. I didn't know this. We gotta look this.
I don't know, but that's like from like Weekend Bernie's.
I'm thinking of Bodyguard, Whitney Houston's Bodyguard movie, but we're going off the rails.
Well, the reason
hashtag
so the conversation is not healthy.
But the reason I know that's not the, I think I know that's not the song. I spoke at a freshman convocation a while back, and the band was behind us, and like I was like, you know, talking about there's gonna be traditions here that you love, and one of mine is that song. Because I didn't know the name. I just did the dun, 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 dun. And I was like, what's the name of that song? And they didn't say, who's your body?
If you be my bodyguard, I will be your long lost friend. That's the lyrics.
It's a UB40 song, right?
No. Oh my gosh.
We're
all
the rails.
Can we rein this in? Sorry.
Bum, bum.
What about?
Bum, 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 bum.
So.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's a Paul Simon song.
You can call me Al.
I was way off.
Sorry. All right, rein it in, because I openly, like, I'm a Florida State fan, sometimes good or bad. I feel like we have one chant.
Oh, I know.
UF
but
has.
It's loud.
And it's dope. It looks pretty sweet.
It's
seminal.
Yeah.
The Gators have some of the coolest logos Chomps, Chance. I think
it's called the Swamp.
I'm not going to say this on air. Actually, never mind. I was going
to. No, I just wonder, like, how do like these things get accepted, and like why do we not more, you know, make more or more? Like, the traditions part is great, but if you can make some new chants that get, you know,
we're doing it right now.
No, we're not.
No, not Gators. This is about the Jags. You're going to like this. I'm telling you, we are starting.
I thought it was going Seminoles. I'm like,
No. I wouldn't do that to you. I'm over here out here complimenting the Gators. I'm not going to get you to do the chop for me. Yeah, right. I'm more inclined to get backhanded. I do want to talk about other fan bases' fun chants. So the Jaguars, Duval, that's a big one. There used to be move those chains. That's gone. Thank goodness. So all these other cities, like Pittsburgh, when Freiermuth catches the ball, they're like, Muth. We're starting this right now. This is on camera. Every time BTJ catches a ball, the stadium goes, BTJ.
When
am I the one excited for this?
Like, no. I'm trying to get the time. Every time he just
every
he
time
scores,
he catches the ball.
Oh, every time he catches
every
it?
Every time Freiermuth catches the ball. You have players, every time they catch the ball, the whole
Eric,
stadium yells.
It will help.
BTJ. The whole
it'll
stadium
yelling
that.
It'll help if the PA announcer does that.
Huh? Like, dude.
If the PA announcer, like that, that'll catch on so quick.
Feed that man the ball.
That's it.
Like, hypes him up, hypes the team up. The whole stadium yelling that. Come on. We've never had you had Mojo.
Oh my god!
Like, dude, you get it. You hear me, right?
I want
to make sense.
Like,
sorry.
No.
I like where your head's at.
I like where your head's at. I just think there's a lot of things our home team could do that would improve a lot of things that they're just not going to do.
Winning games would be nice. I'm like ride or die Jaguars, and every year I get on that hype train. But we got some stuff happening right now that I'm excited for, and I just want a player that gets chanted. It feeds.
Let's just win first, okay. Boys.
Okay, before the serious stuff, other fan bases, like LSU has a couple chants that are inappropriate.
We're not doing that one.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What are some, when you go somewhere, you're like, dang, that's real
one
good.
One of my favorite is, and this is actually, we're doing this when the SEC baseball tournament's going, Texas A&M. Ball five. Okay. So if a pitcher walks a guy, away team, they try to get in his head and like, you're about to throw ball five.
Oh,
you're about to throw ball six.
I like that. Yeah.
I've heard them go up to like ball 12
in a row. Oh, that's good.
12 balls in a row.
And you know that pitcher's up.
And then, but this is the most ridiculous part. They clap for you when you throw a strike.
Really?
This is why you say sports will always be healthy. Fan bases, like, generational. You pass it down. That's so good. The Bananas, we've done some stuff with the Bananas.
The coach of the Bananas was at training camp.
Really?
Yeah. He was. Oh, yeah.
Man. Did I mention that I regret not going to that?
I apologize.
Okay. We're going to rein it in. Kind of. No, we'll go off the rails. That's what we do here. It's got to be fun. Big month coming up June 29th specifically, but the month going up to it. Your foundation, it's the PY4 Foundation, Patrick Young Foundation. What's the name of the foundation?
Yeah, the Patrick Young Foundation. And, I think the first, the questions that people ask when they hear foundation or whatever are, what's it about and why did it get started? So I'll start with the why I got started part. Most foundations that athletes or families or people start, it's due to something that's happened near and dear to them, to their heart, that there's a personal connection. Like, I knew nothing about spinal cord injuries, knew nothing about just like, I knew like healthcare can be crippling, but like just the awareness of how many people are affected. So I was in a car accident June 29th of 2022. Did not have my seatbelt on, not healthy, obviously. It's not even just about, they have commercials now on TV about getting fined. If all I got was a fine.
Sign me up.
Right.
Yep.
So from that instance, being like this athlete, this independent guy that could do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, is like, you know, any normal average 30-year-old man should be able to do in terms of caring for themselves. I'm humbled to this position after having this accident where I fracture my T7 or T8, one of those two, I can't remember. And like, I'm told your life is going to look different from this. But I didn't know what that meant. Like, what is the process? Like, it, the psychological part of it, of embracing the present when it just is such a dramatic change. Like, it's not like just breaking your arm where, like, you know, life is like, yeah, you can't brush your teeth properly for the next 6 weeks or whatever. It's not like that. It's like, no, like what the, there's an instant finality of like, you might not be able to do the things that you just did 3 hours ago. And in the process of getting built back up, and I'm so glad that you actually, you read this author, Ryan Holiday, The Obstacle is the Way. This is the first book I read when I was in the hospital. And I'm trying to remember who gave it to me. I wish I could shout him out. But this book made me embrace that in order to, because it's all about perspective. Like, if I look at what I'm going through as the path of me being, you know, self-actualized or reaching my potential, then it's like a position of like, there's this excitement you can have with life. There's this level of, the only limitations I'm putting on myself are the ones that I put on myself. Like, it highly recommend, you know, everything from Ryan Holiday.
Him and John Gordon are my two favorite authors. It's so funny.
He just does a fantastic job of using great applications and principles and stories of people that succeeded in how they approach things and the ones that really didn't. I think it's a Lou Gehrig.
There's a ton. There's Lou Gehrig, past presidents, and current athletes.
I hate the Yankees, but goodness gracious, I'm a huge Lou Gehrig fan.
Yep.
Like, nothing got in his way until it did. And he still, like, he never let comfort get in the way of showing up and doing the right things and being his best. And I just was so blessed through the process of getting built back up to, like, embracing what's happened in my life, that I saw so many people that go through the same thing. They don't have any help, no family, no nothing.
I just have to chime in because keep saying this. You are a beacon of hope and light for so many people. I think you know that, and you're so down to earth and so humble. And that is a gift from God, right? But other individuals that have no hope and no opportunity, which goes back to the foundation, like, that's the point of it.
That's
right? The point. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's the exact point. So my best friend, Andrew Mabini, he's the one that helped me come up with the logo and the motto. So it's a P and a Y, and you see in the Y of the foundation, it's like not connected to the P. And that little break is to signify a spinal cord injury, some type of break in the connection. And then there's a circle around it because we want to illuminate the path to wholeness. That it's so simple. We want to be a beacon of hope for people to, like, you know what? Things can turn. Like, there's a kid that I have been kind of, I don't know if mentoring is the right word, but like, he's 19 years old. He got shot in the neck, and I mean, just really tough upbringing. He has no one. And I'm just like, he's one of many people in the world that are like that. And obviously spinal cord injuries aren't as big and prevalent as cancer, but it doesn't mean it's not a niche that people are forgotten about and not seen. Like, there's so many fantastic organizations out there helping people with cancer. But in terms of, you know, we all drive every single day. We all just this is a sad story. There was a kid, he went surfing, went to learn how to surf for the first time. And it's extremely rare, but he was out there so long, and that arch position of when you're on the paddle, it caused damage into his back where he became paralyzed. He did nothing wrong. He was out there just being a kid. And for one, if you don't have Jesus, I don't know where your light comes from, where your hope, where there's the belief that this situation is going to be redeemed, where there's a hope, like, you know, having a community of people that, like, we call them corner toters. you know, there's a story in the Bible where it talks about a man who was paralyzed. And what's so interesting about the story, it never really talks about the man's faith. It talks about the faith of the four friends, and they were willing. Like, we look at that story and you can read it, and it doesn't give you, like, how did they get that guy on the roof first? Like, he couldn't help. They have no stretcher. They have no, they might have a pulley system, but even easy.
Yeah. There wasn't a tri bar to pull up. There wasn't an escalator. There was, yep.
And then you brush by and read that, they opened a hole in the roof and lowered him down. That probably took them hours,
mm-hmm.
but they were willing to do whatever they could to get this guy that needed help, that needed love in front. Like, who knows this paralyzed guy, he probably given up. And I've run across people that have spinal cord injuries. They think, my life is over. I'm never going to have a chance to be happy again. I'm never going to, I'm hearing this 19-year-old kid telling me he doesn't think he's ever going to meet someone to love. Who's going to want to marry me? And it's heartbreaking, man. It sucks. And I just want to keep showing up, having opportunities like this to share with you and talk about it. Like, it gives me the hope, like, I have to keep showing up for people. And that's what this is about.
The event itself, right? We'll talk about dates. We'll share this in links and start distributing, right? So the actual event is called Reptarize, or yes. Together We Rise. So Reptarize.
Yes, Reptarize.
I love this. Are you still doing the whole month workout? Teams of six, 20 minutes a day. And then the 29th, that's the big one. Two big workouts at Excel with Storm. Storm's also an F.
Oh, he ran you through the whole thing? Yeah.
Briefly, but I'm like, how do we... And then corporate sponsorships immediately, like, this is what we want to get out. Here's what it does. Like, you are impacting the world on so many levels.
Yeah.
And there's this coming up this month.
What's really cool, the idea first came to me, like, hey, because my best friend, Alex Botany, which he will be there on the 29th, he had the idea, I'm going to walk a mile every, talk about having a corner toter. I'm going to run or walk a mile every day until you walk again. Like, talk about a corner toter of a person. And his like determination with that, he recruited me. Hey man, I should get some people to pledge and sign up the month of June to do this with me. And that was last year. And he inspired this but then I was like, you know what? Not everybody can walk. The purpose of this is more this is not just about doing. This is not this is not meant to be a checklist of like, I've done this thing today, now I can go on. No, this is, it takes 21 days for us to do something consistently become a habit. When people are out walking or playing pickleball or on your bike or
groin ball,
groin ball. Ooh, I don't know how grateful.
Sorry.
No. But now, because I'm about to talk about, like, I want you to be grateful and have gratitude and
not forget that. Well, take that line out.
They choose to do it.
I don't know if the groin ball.
What's wrong with me? Keep going.
No, sorry. That's good. Because I did. I thought, like, has anyone ever been grateful getting hit below the belt? Anybody here? Ever? Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
So I want 629, we divided by 30. It's really close to 20 minutes a day. We want move your body for 20 minutes a day. It is free to register. So we have some teams that have been made already. I was thinking, like, I would love to have a What the Health Just Happened team on there. Sign up. Me. Join this team. Yep. And anyway, obviously we get to shout them out, like, hey, this team raised this much money or whatever. And cause some people, you know, I will want them to participate in the full thing. Cause like it's that you practice anything consistently, it's going to start to become who you are. You're going to be a lot quicker to come back to gratitude if you've been thinking of, all right, I'm grateful I can do this, that I have this, et cetera. And on the 29th, you know, it's not meant to be, all right, we're just working out. Nah, this is a celebration. This is a stamp. Yeah, it's going to be some, you know, Storm. Hey, Storm is one of those guys. Like, there was a bunch of videos on that have gone viral of those guys in the gym, like, lifting a couch while they're squatting.
It was random stuff.
And you're like, what are you training for? That's Storm. He wouldn't do that, but he's run for 24 straight hours.
Which is insane.
He's lunged for a mile.
Insane.
Did the David Goggins work out every 4 hours for 48 hours? He did that one too. Yeah. His wife literally had to say, you can't do this anymore.
So the 29th, and I talked to Storm for the first time yesterday. We're definitely going to get him lined up. I want to do an
Dude, he'll be fantastic.
We'd have a blast.
He hates talking on camera, but he's so smart. He's so smart.
6/29, so June 29th, that's the big day, but there's a full month thing, which again, we'll share this. I'm 100% starting a team.
yeah,
there's a workout at 9 and 11.
9 and 11. We're going to have hopefully coffee there.
I got two options for you. And Grounds Larell, of Grace, Larell, Cup of Joe.
Larell's there of doing photos for us.
Yes.
We have DJ. Plenty of prizes. Raffles. We have Radware. I'm wearing them. Shouting them out because they're going to be having have a lot of prizes. They want to
donate a flag. We're going to have you sign that ball if you don't mind and donate.
You're probably not going to leave empty hand. And yeah, everyone that's at that event, it's exclusive. It's 100 spots.
Yeah.
And you get, you know, we're looking for that sponsor. We haven't put a sponsor on that shirt yet. We're not going to print these shirts out until like the last week before the event. So there's time.
The corporate support, but Gator fans are not. Spinal cord injuries are not. What you're doing, is this the first year doing this?
The first year doing this.
This could be...
I'm hoping this is going to be bigger and more impactful than a golf tournament.
It will.
Yeah.
Man, that's a lot.
First year, dude. Yeah.
You're going to be... What's funny is you're like, oh, like any event, you run through all these things. Speaking of events, the 100th episode, us dancing, my favorite video ever.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
But June 29th, there's a workout at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Got to register. We'll share this information.
Plenty of
form
vendors
a team.
There. Yep. Plenty of vendors there. We'll have food, protein, all that stuff.
We'll talk offline too. Obviously, there's a couple coffee truck options. Whatever, however we can help.
Yeah.
And not just us, like everyone.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is a gift, man. So, man, I hate when we run out of time. I do want to say as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. That's my favorite line. In all scripture. Thank you for being my
honor. Man.
Patrick Young, goodness gracious, that's what the health just happened. Dude.
Let's go.
We can keep chat. I don't know why. Yeah. Trey, it's just, why did I start doing that? I don't remember.
I don't know, but it's...
Now it sticks. That's the outer time. That's what the health just
happened. I mean, it's pretty much the...
That's it.
Yeah.